Mr. Hammond, you look like you're walking quite a bit more comfortably than you were the last time I saw you.
I feel much better.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That gentleman is a trooper. Came up off of his sick bed last week. Our next item is conditional use number 5757. Really?
You skipped one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Thank you. Villages at Herring Creek, lot 102, revised setback.
This is a request to revise the corner side yard setback from 40 feet to 30 feet along Camp Arrowhead Road. This lot's located in a standard AR1 subdivision. The minimum front yard setback is 30 feet from a private street, which has been provided. Since the lot's considered a corner lot, the minimum setback along Camp Arrowhead Road could be 15 feet. When this project received final approval, the developers imposed a 40-foot setback among themselves on this lot along Camp Arrowhead Road. The proposed 30-foot setback is greater than what is the minimum.
Then what would be required by the ordinance?
But since it was all shown at 40 feet on the final approval, the commission would have to amend it.
Well, the last time I tried to pick up a foundation and move it, I got a real bad hernia, and I'd hate for anybody else to have to do that, so.
But it's been done before.
Well, I understand that.
No, that'll back up.
Well, at least we're not being asked to encroach upon that 30-foot.
Well, we're not violating the ordinance.
Exactly.
Right. So
maybe the 40-foot was one of those things that was proffered or just thought it was a good site design. But Mr. Chairman, concerning the villages at Herring Creek, lot 102, revised setback, my motion is for approval to revise the setback from 40 feet to 30 feet along Camp Arrowhead Road.
Second.
For lot 102.
For lot 102.
Second for lot 102.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised setback on lot 102 for villages at Herring Creek. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry.